Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode 19. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Lori Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, she will share bite-sized book reviews and book recommendations. We hope you enjoy it. Now, today's show. I know I just did a library book haul last week, and for some reason, more books on haul became available this past week, so I have six new books to share. So let's just get today's books. The first book is Best Friends Forever by Margot Hahn. This is a mystery thriller, and here's the synopsis. How well do you know your best friend? Cat Grant and Alice Campbell have friendship forged, shared confidence, and long lunches lubricated by expensive wine. Though they're very different women, the artsy socialite and the struggling suburbanite, they're each other's rock. But even rocks crumble under pressure, like when Cat's financier husband, Howard, plunges to his death from the second floor balcony of their South Florida home. Howard is a jerk, drunk, bully, and the police say a murder victim. The questions begin piling up, like what Cat's suddenly gone dark? No calls, no tax, no chance a wealthy family will let Alice see her? Why investigations are looking so hard in Alice's direction? Who stands to get her next? And who is the cool liar, the master manipulator behind it all? I'm really curious to read this book, so I think it'll be a fun ride. I'm enjoying reading thrillers more and more, so I'm looking forward to reading this book this month. Next, I have The Shadow Queen by C.J. Redwine, which is a dark retelling of Snow White. Here's the synopsis. Lorelai Deirdre, I don't know how to say her last name, but Lorelai, crown princess and fugitive at large, has one mission. Kill the wicked king, queen, who took both Rhaenyra's throne and the life of her father. To do that, Lorelai needs to use one weapon she and the queen Irina have in common, which is magic. She'll have to have stronger, faster, and more powerful than Irina, the most dangerous sorceress Rhaenyra has ever seen. In the neighboring kingdom of Elder, when Prince Cole's father and older brother are killed by an invading army of magic-wielding ogres, the second-born prince is suddenly given the responsibility of saving the kingdom. Due to that, Cole needs magic of his own, and the only way to make it, he's make a deal with the Queen of Rhaenyra, promise to become her personal huntsman and bring Lorelai's heart. But Lorelai is nothing as Cole expected, beautiful, fierce, and unstoppable, and despite dark magic, Lorelai is drawn by the passionate and troubled king, fighting to stay one step ahead of the dragon huntsman, who she likes far more than she should. Lorelai does everything in her power to ruin the wicked king. But Irina isn't going down without a fight, and her final move may cost the princess one thing she still has left to lose. It seems like an interesting retelling of Snow White. I'm definitely interested. I have to see if I'm in the mood for read a fantasy book. That's one thing that's keeping me from reading this book and saying I'm definitely going to pick it up. But it seems like an interesting book to read. So if you're liking the retellings of fairy tales, this is a great series. They have different retellings. So this is the first one of the series. So it's all about Snow White. Now on to the next book. The next book is People Like Us by Dana Mill. This is a YA thriller. Here's the synopsis. Kate Donovan may have skeletons in her closet, but the past is the past, and she reinvented herself entirely. Now she's a star soccer player whose group of gorgeous friends run their private school with effortless popularity and a serbic will. But when the girl's body is found in the lake, Kate's carefully constructed life begins to topple. The dead girl has left Kate a computer co-scavenger hunt, which unravels and begins to implicate suspect after suspect until Kate herself is in the crosshairs of a murder investigation. But if Kate's finally back into a corner, she'll do what it takes to survive, because the Bates Academy, the truth is something you make, not something that happened. Alright, so I'm really looking forward to reading this book. As I mentioned with Best Friends Forever, I've been in a thriller mood. I've read a couple thrillers, and I definitely want to read this book. I think it'll be fun, right? It seems like Pretty Little Liars. It seems like there's a murder mystery, and there's just coming to terms with it. So I'm looking forward to reading this book this month. I'm definitely reading this one for sure. Next book is one of my most anticipated new releases, which is The Wicked Deed by Shay and Schwa. This book is a standalone fantasy, which is a bit hocus pocus and practical magic. And here's the synopsis. Welcome to this cursed town of Sparrow, where two centuries ago, three sisters were sentenced to death for witchery. Stones were tied to their ankles, and they were drowned in deep water surrounding the town. Now, for a brief time each summer, the sisters return, stealing the bodies of three weak-hearted girls so that they may seek the revenge luring boys into her harbor and pulling them under. Like many locals, 17-year-old Penny Talbot has accepted the fate of the town. But this year, on the eve of the sister's return, a boy named Bo Carter arrives, unaware of the danger he has just stumbled on. Mistrust and lies spread quickly through the salty, rain-soaked streets. The townspeople turn against one another. Penny and Bo suspect each other of hiding secrets, and death comes swiftly to those who cannot resist the call of the sisters. But only Penny sees what others cannot, and she will be forced to choose: save Bo or save herself. It's standalone. This is a standalone fantasy. I heard really great reviews about this book. I definitely want to read this. I'm definitely picking it up this month. It's actually due at the end of the month, so I got some time to read it, but I'm definitely picking this book up. The fifth book is Small Admissions by Amy Paulbull, and this is a low-litter fiction, and here's the synopsis. In a witty, hilarious, entertaining novel that's Devil Wears Prada meets Pirates of Park Avenue, a young woman is unexpectedly thrust into the cutthroat world of New York City private school admissions. Despite her innate admission and ambition and summa cum laude smarts, Kate Pearson has turned into a major slacker. After being unceremoniously dumped by her handsome, almost fiancé, she abandons her plans and instead spends the days lolling around the couch watching reruns of Sex and the City. Her friends don't know what to do other than pass it, tissues and hope for a comeback, while her practical sister Angela pushes every remedy she can to think of, from trapeze schools to therapy to job interviews. Miraculously, Kate manages to land a job in the admissions department of Reverend Hudson Day School. In her new position, Kate learns that there's no time for self-pity or nonsense during the thick of the admission seasons, or what her college referred to as the dark time. As the process wraps up, Kate meets the smart kids who are unlikable, likable kids who aren't very smart, and Park Avenue parents who refuse to take no for an answer. Though a comical, crazy run, wildly unpredictable interviews, subtle bribes, outright threats, final adjustments, and page-turning twists, the highly competitive and occasionally absurd world of private school admissions brought into light a little outrageous glory in the remnants of the Curtis Sinisfield's prep. I read, actually, Curtis Sinisfield's prep, and I really enjoy that. So, I'm actually looking forward to reading this book. I think it'll be fun chick lit to read. I do enjoy reading admissions. I used to work in education, so it's something that I'm always curious to hear how their other people's take. And I know admission seasons in New York City prep schools is definitely cutthroat. So it seems like a fun book to read. The final book is the most boss book that I'm surprised I got my hands on this month, because there was a long way. And it's The Children of Bull and Bone by Tony Adeyemi. Here's the synopsis. They killed my mother, they took our magic, they tried to bury us. Now we rise. Celia Adebola remembers the soil Orisha hum with magic. Burners ignited flames, chiders become waves, and Celia Reaper's mother summoned four souls. But everything changed the night magic disappeared. Under the orders of the ruthless kings, Magi were killed, leaving Zilly without a mother and her people without hope. Now Zilly has one chance to bring back magic and strike against the monarchy. With the help of a rogue princess, Zilly must outrun the crown prince, with the hell-bent and eradicating magic for good. Despite dangerous lurk Orisha, where snow urbanized prowl and vengeful spirits wait in the waters, yet the greatest danger may be Silly herself as she struggles to control her power and growing feelings for an enemy. This is book one of epic trilogy of three books. I'm really looking forward to reading this book. It's a long book. It's about 500 pages. So it's definitely a book that I'm definitely looking forward to read. So these are my books that are on my to-be-read list. So I'm reading Queen of Hearts, currently reading that. And then after that, I'm going to read The Wicked Deep. And then after that, I'm going to go through this list and see which books are going to be the next. I have a month to read. Most of these books I have a month. I have until the end of April to finish reading them. So hopefully I'll get to them as most as I can. If you enjoyed the show, please consider subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day. Bye.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.